Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lee Jollo in the newsroom. The committal hearing for Greg Lynn, the man accused of murdering campers Russell Hill and Carol Clay, has heard he checked into a motel covered in blood. He's accused of returning to the alleged crime scene in the High Country twice. Lynn has pleaded not guilty. The hearing continues. Fires across the northeast have been kept busy in the past couple of weeks as dry conditions and lightning combine to create treacherous conditions. With the storms around as well, the fire authorities are also urging rural property owners to check for any blazes after lightning strikes. Brett Myers from the CFA says we can't afford to be complacent despite the cooler weather we've now got.
By the end of next week, the weather is warming up again. So, you know, it is summer after all. So we're going to be as ready as we can be to make sure that the community of northeast Victoria is best protected as they can be.
Two Wodonga men are set to be sentenced over an alleged bashing in July 2021. A court's been told the pair confronted a then 14-year-old in an alleyway before assaulting him. The teenager reportedly requiring serious medical attention. The pair will face sentencing next month, although the plea hearing for one defendant will continue next week. Good drivers could be spared fines for some minor road offences if the current New South Wales government wins the upcoming state election. You'd need a 3-year period of no driving offences, though. It's in response to the opposition's plan to allow drivers to lose a demerit point with a year's worth of good behaviour on the roads. To sport now, when some of Australia's most talented young basketball stars are in action in Albury. The Australian Country Junior Basketball Cup is on after a 3-year absence involving around 900 players from across Australia and New Zealand. Operations Director Paul Gooding says without such strong support, the event would likely end up in Geelong, Bendigo, Newcastle or the Central Coast.
I mean, there's a lot of associations out there would like to get their hands on an event like this. So with the councils and other sponsors support, we're able to maintain it here.